Hey, thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store.
Right now, you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months.
Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide.
Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
David's super fired up. He loves the Eli Young Band.
That was one of my favorite concerts, man. I love them.
So that's new stuff from them. You want to play a couple little hooks from the Eli Young Band?
Yeah.
That you can sing along with on a Friday morning? It's a sing-along Friday. I don't know if you know about that. That's a new thing we're starting this very minute.
Sing-along Friday.
How about this one?
Brought it all up, got it all out. What is it worth to both of us now? It's on my chest, but never off my mind.
How about this one?
Crazy girl. Know that I love you. I wouldn't dream of going nowhere.
How about this one?
Oh, I can hear him playing. I can hear the
rain. I still like it though.
But David is so happy right now.
He does love those guys. Hey, can I tell you something that's going to make you jealous?
What? Don't tell me something. You're laughing.
You're friends with the Eli Young Band.
They follow me on Twitter.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they do.
Along with Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon and BB Rexha. And Jerry the Game Hall.
I'm going to go follow the Eli Young Band and see if they follow me back. Because I did do a meet and greet with them.
Okay. Do you think they're going to remember that?
That's that guy.
Guy.
You remember that meet and greet from 4 years ago?
What are you even talking about? Hey, there's a new Jimmy Fallon, the skit, where he's the girl, and it features Britney Spears, so that's pretty fun to watch. Mm-hmm. She is Britney. Like, she doesn't have to really act because she just comes out as kind of the Britney character.
She does, yeah.
So I kind of like that. Mm-hmm. I was the hero of the house last night, so go ahead and ring the bell for me. Who has the bell?
Oh, I'm just clapping for you.
All right, thank you.
Oh.
Because I made what Kai said was the best dinner. He's like, Mom, that was great. That was delicious. And it was spaghetti. Like, and it's, how do you, like,
it's a staple.
Is that the easiest thing to make? You boil some noodles, you pour some sauce over some meat, and you're done.
I don't know. The sauce, you have to really work on to get it to taste just right.
We bought the pre-done sauce.
Yeah, my family loves spaghetti too, though.
He was so excited. But I think the topper for my wife, and this is what seals the deal on spaghetti for her. Like, she wants some type of bread with her spaghetti.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I knew, because I could have gone about the three cheese garlic bread that I like, you know, because it's cheesy and garlicky and crunchy and good. But I knew that if I wanted to win over my wife last night.
I already know. Can I guess?
Go for it.
Hawaiian rolls. Oh. I love the Hawaiian ones.
I don't know. What is it?
The tinfoil pan of Sister Schubert rolls.
Okay, yeah. Good one.
Covered in butter. And I gave her, y'all, you will think I am the ultimate man. Women out there are going to be melting right now. I'm just going to tell you. So prepare to melt. I gave her the center roll.
Oh, my goodness. I'm falling out of my chair.
Go ahead and melt.
That's amazing.
Just melt right now.
It's unheard of.
All right. Let me tell you how cool I am. Mm. Because legitimately, I was kind of proud of myself. Because we all know that the rolls in the center are better.
The best.
Because there's
yeah.
no crust,
it's
right?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So she got the center. And two other ones from the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Kai got two or three from the middle. I took all sides.
Hang on, let me ask you something.
And all sides for me, y'all.
Do you like the sides?
I mean, I like the center better.
Okay. Because there's some people that do like the sides better.
No, it's like,
yes, there is.
It's like the person who eats the crust and not the center of the bread. That doesn't make any
sense. There's some people that are like that.
I'm just telling you, I felt like the hero because the center and the surrounding ring of rolls all went to somebody else, not me.
Well, let me ask you this. Who cleaned up after dinner?
My wife a little bit.
Okay, because it's funny you're talking about dinner because I realized this week that my idea of cleaning up after dinner and my family's idea of cleaning up after dinner is not really the same. So when I clean up after dinner, like the cabinets are clean, I put everything in the dishwasher, everything's clean. Like you go into the kitchen, it's like nothing's been done.
Wow.
Nothing's been cooked because I like my kitchen clean.
Yeah.
So earlier this week, I wasn't feeling too well, and Joey cooked some grilled cheeses and stuff for the kids and whatever. So I came in, and he was like, hey, I'm going to clean up, whatever. The kids are going to help me clean up. So I get up in the next morning to come here, and all the dishes are in the sink, And like the dishes are in the sink, but they haven't even been rinsed out. So there's crusty like cheese stuff that you're going to have to really scrub to get off, you know, before you put it into the sink.
That's why it needs to go straight into hot water.
And then there's pieces of food and stuff all over the counter. The cups are still out, but they, quote, cleaned up. But guess what I was doing that night when I got home from work?
What?
I was re-cleaning up what they cleaned up because they really didn't clean up. And then as I'm loading the dishwasher, the spatula has dried cheese, hard cheese on it, because I don't know about y'all's dishwashers. Mine's probably about 8 years old. It is not, there is not like a little man that's inside the dishwasher that's going to scrub the cheese off of the spatula, because you're going to get it out and it's still going to be on there even though the dishes are clean.
Yeah.
So I was having issues this week with, like, do I need to take my kids to like a camp and my husband to a camp, like Kelly's cleaning camp, and explain to them how it needs to, so I don't have to, let's double work.
Well, they wanted to leave something for you to do, I think, is what they were probably
maybe
doing.
So, they wanted to make it but, a balance. Oh my goodness.
You know? Because like I can see, and there's some nights, man, we go to bed and like there's still dishes piled up in the sink, but it stresses my wife out when she wakes up the next morning and there's still dishes there.
Yeah.
It's like a talk, because then it's like, oh, I have to work already. Just to make breakfast, I have to start working again.
That's true.
So I get it. Man. But at least they put
help
them in
your
the
spouse
sink.
Out.
Hey, they didn't just leave them out. You ought to be thanking them
but
for
it's like
that.
I went to bed early and they're like, hey, we'll clean up. And then I get up in the morning and I'm like, holy moly, I can't. Mm.
That's family.
Yeah.
You gotta love them.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And I have one question for the two of you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Eat for it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Friday, July the 27th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Megan Morris of Jonesboro, who celebrates today. Ricky Taylor from Corning is celebrating. Amber Chipman has a birthday. Ray Schimpert of Wynn. Ashton Bogus of Jonesboro, happy birthday. Michael Nunnally of Jonesboro is 32 today.
Happy birthday, Michael.
Celebrating tomorrow, Krista Couch of Wynn, happy birthday. Rhett Morphis has a birthday tomorrow. Lisa Pillow of Truman. How about Jack Turner? Jonesboro, buddy Jack is going to be celebrating.
Happy birthday.
He'll probably sell, I don't know, probably 11 or 12 houses tomorrow. it's just what he does.
It's the birthday special.
Melissa McCann of Jonesboro has a birthday tomorrow. Beth Barnes from Wynn will celebrate tomorrow. Emery Johnson of Wynn turns one tomorrow, which is awesome. Gavin Dunnigan, 7 years old from Jonesboro. Mommy and Daddy love you. Addie Wheeler of Pocahontas turns 12 tomorrow. All right, celebrating on Sunday, David Robertson, happy birthday. Courtney Sanders, Wendy Gardner has a birthday coming up on Sunday. Maren Leslie has a birthday. Justin Baggs of Jonesboro. Xander Layton of Black Rock turns 15. Trista Renee Lindsay of Pocahontas turns 10. And our buddy, our friend, Stacy Tate, the cupcake. She'll have a birthday coming up on Sunday as well. So happy birthday, Stace.
Happy birthday.
And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Coming out the gate with one. All right. Nicolaj Coster-Waldo is 48.
Is that three different people?
No, it's all one name. But it's Jamie Lannister on Game of Thrones.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That.
Yeah, Cheyenne Kimball is 28 years old today from Gloriana.
I did like Cheyenne Kimball. She's the one who left the band.
Right.
Like, she ran off with the guy, and the band was never the same.
That was a good band.
Yeah, here's Gloriana.
I ain't here to do anything halfway. Don't give a damn what anyone might say. I just want a free fall for
I thought they were going to be it, man. All right, so for any old fans of MTV, I think it was MTV, Cheyenne Kimball also did this song. And guess what? She follows. No, I'm just kidding.
I would have gotten so mad.
Another Twitter follower.
All right, Alex Rodriguez is 43 years old today. Of course, the baseball star from the New York Yankees. And probably,
they're doing a lot of celebrating this week.
Probably most importantly, J-Lo's boyfriend.
I did read a story that said that he has a photo of himself and Jennifer Lopez above his bed.
That's Sounds about right.
In his bedroom, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The life. Maya Rudolph is 46. She was on Saturday Night Live. Triple H is 49 years old today from WWE.
It's all about the game and how you play it.
Yeah. Bill Engvall is 61 years old today. He was part of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
Which one was he, David?
He was not the redneck guy.
Right.
Here's your sign.
Larry the Cable Guy.
God, I can't remember what he said.
Is it Here's Your Sign?
Mm-hmm. Was that him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, on Saturday, Soulja Boy turns 28 years old.
Oh, gosh, you. David.
Here we go.
Soulja Boy, I'm in it. Oh. Why me crank it? Why me roll? Oh. Why me crank that Soulja Boy? That
Superman.
Now, why me
you?
Crank that Soulja Boy.
Now, why me
you?
Crank that Soulja
Boy. Now, why me
you?
Crank that Soulja Boy.
Now, why me
you? Crank that Soulja
Boy. Never.
Is it officially cool to do the Soulja Boy again?
No, not at all.
I hear it at weddings all the time.
But that's what makes
it
fun to
do. It's your age.
I'm telling you, man. It's
dude, my age. Think about me at a wedding doing Soulja Boy.
Maybe.
Ooh, crank that, Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy.
It just wouldn't work for people my age.
Superman. all right. Elizabeth Berkley is 46 years old today.
I'm so excited.
There you go.
Lori Loughlin is 54.
Yes. Ooh. You back it up a second.
Yeah. Whoa. He does need to back it up.
Elizabeth Berkley, Jesse Spano, Saved by the Bell.
When I wake up in the morning and the longest I don't want it, I don't think I'll ever.
How's it going to go past that?
I don't know. Kids.
I'm at the corner just in time to see the first time I. It's all right, go ahead, Dan.
All right, Lori Loughlin is 54. Rebecca on Full House.
Yeah.
Aunt Becky is what we call her.
Yeah. Sally Struthers is 71. Gloria from All the Family. All in the Family. On Sunday, Josh Radnor is 44. That was Ted on How I Met Your Mother. Wayne Morris from Boys to Men is 45.
It's not Wayne.
It hasn't been Wayne any of the years you've done it. He hasn't changed his name. Every year we get Wayno.
Mm-hmm. Wanye.
What is it?
It's Wanye.
Wanye? So it's like Kanye.
But with a W.
With a Wanye.
All right. Wanye Morris is 45.
I will do anything.
From Boys to Men.
Girl, you need only
my first concert.
Like
was it? Mid-South Coliseum?
Mm-hmm.
There you go, Boys to Men.
James Otto turns 45 on Sunday.
This is gonna take forever, darling girl. I just got started loving you.
There you go.
And Martina McBride will be 52.
My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am. He thinks I'm pretty.
He thinks I'm smart.
He likes my nerve.
Happy birthday, Martina. Leslie loves Martina McBride. David, I think I should play one mainly for the ladies.
This one's for the girls who've ever had a broken heart, who've wished upon a shooting star. You're beautiful the way you are. This one's for the girls.
Let's give away a Kate Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Ashton Boggess, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We told you the other day the home that's the exterior on the Brady Bunch house, is for sale, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we now know two celebrities, and there's multiple people who want to buy the house because of the nostalgia of having the Brady Bunch house. Mm-hmm. But there's two big celebrities who want it, one being Lance Bass from NSYNC. And the other being Miley Cyrus.
Uh-oh. Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold. like their mother.
The youngest one
in curls.
Everybody.
Is the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys.
Wouldn't it be cool, though, like if you were rich enough to be able to say, hey, I just bought the Brady Bunch house.
Yeah, different houses from different TV shows.
I wish I was rich. Let's all say it together. I wish I was rich. I wish I was rich. I wish I was rich. I wish I was rich.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Luke Bryan has a new video out for his song, Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset.
Here's the song.
Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Moonlight. Sunburn, sunset, repeat.
And if you watch the video, it's like so many people around here. It's all about growing up on the lake. So it's nostalgic about, I guess, summer when you're a youth and you're falling in love with the lake and with somebody else.
Come
so it's a really good video. You can check out Luke's video on the BBITM blog on kfin.com, kfin.com.
So Scotty McCreery has a new video out as well. And the song is called This Is It. So the song has like a kind of cool meaning, like this is it. It's like a real sweet song. But then when you watch the video and you see real footage from his wedding and his wedding rehearsal, and they're on the mountains there in North Carolina, you're like, oh my gosh, this is really, really sweet. Here's what the song sounds like. Again, it's Scotty McCreery, This Is It.
This is it. This is now. This is what I've been talking about.
Oh, why is that so sweet to me? That just gave me chills thinking about the video. So I watched it last night. I got a little bit like, oh, that's so awesome. And I'm telling you, David, if you follow the advice of what he did, like video it, have a song, you know, because this song, that's their wedding. Mm-hmm. That's their life. The rest of their life. Every time she hears that song, she'll think back to that magical day.
So are you saying I could be a country music superstar? You like need to Scotty
write a song.
McCreery?
Write a song and put together a video. I'll shoot it for you.
Oh, man.
Or I know guys who will shoot it for you.
Thank you.
You can check out the video on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Well, guys, Jordan Davis is certainly hoping that he singles you up. She singles you up. Is it? Which way does that go?
I'm not really sure what you're talking about.
If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid,
that's Jordan Davis.
I'm going to be the first one calling you baby.
Baby. But he's also hoping that you don't touch his beard.
What?
Believe it or not, this dude has like a ZZ Top beard. Okay, it's not that bad. But he does have a big, bushy, thick beard that he takes care of with special beard oil, beard shampoo, beard conditioner, all of that stuff. But he compares touching his beard to touching a pregnant woman's stomach.
Really?
He thinks that is equally awkward in the scale of awkwardness.
Here, let me try.
Don't touch my beard.
Touch your stomach.
Yeah, let me touch your belly now. Yeah, it's the same thing.
And that became really awkward as he reached over. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hang on a second. I got to text my wife.
What's up?
I'm going to send her to the attic real quick. I believe I have $10,000 in the attic.
What?
Whoa, I'm coming over too.
I think I have it. I'm going to send her up there and see if she can find what I need, though. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
I'd buy y'all lunch if I have it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I sent my wife the text asking her to go to the attic and see if we had $10,000 up there. And she told me I could do that when I got home for lunch. Guess the attic's a little bit too hot.
Yeah, today for sure.
So I was reading this deal because I still like toys. You guys still like toys?
Yeah,
of course.
Like, I'm a guy. I realize, you know, and at the age of 27, I'll still admit.
Oh.
2 years older than me.
I mean,
I might have been pushing it just a little bit.
At this age, I still like going down the toy aisles and seeing, you know, like the wrestling action figures and if there's Star Wars stuff or, I don't know, superhero stuff, all that. I love it. But I was reading this thing that talks about how one of these action figures from way back in the day, 1989, the Macho Man Randy Savage WWF LJN action figure recently sold for $10,000. And y'all, I have it.
God, well, are you serious?
I have that action figure.
Is it, go sell it.
Is it still in the box?
No.
Here, let me see if I can find it.
Does it have to be in the box?
You know, I'm finding some on here.
I'm pretty sure that to get $10,000, it has to be in mint condition.
Oh, dude, they're selling some for like $30.
No, David, here's the deal. If you can sell it for a lot of money, let's say you sold it for $10,000, I'd give you $500.
That's nice of you.
I'll take that deal.
A finder's fee, if you can find somebody who would buy it. Now, the one I have, because these were like the big rubber ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, they're about, is that 6 inches?
Yeah.
7 inches?
Yeah.
What would you say, six or seven?
I would say six.
6 inches. Anyway, that's 6 inches, and it's rubber, but they had paint. Like, the paint was on the outside, and mine has some of the paint rubbed off. Does that matter?
Yeah, I think that matters.
No, dude, there's one for $1,200.
$1,200?
$12.
David.
I think you got some false information.
No,
$12. Macho Man sold for $10,000 on eBay.
There's 12, there's 15, 20.
1500?
No, it's
maybe he's looking at the wrong
bucks. Are these open ones or ones in the box?
No, they're all open. So that's probably what you're going to get, about 10 bucks.
Like, there's crazy value in toys, though. So I was reading this thing talking about the Matchbox cars.
Uh-huh.
So this little girl, she was telling her dad that she wanted to take a toy to school, and she wanted a car that she could take, but all the cars are too big.
Yeah.
So he designed her a car that would fit inside a Matchbox.
That's awesome.
Matchbox cars, now worth tons of money. Like, if you have one of the original ones, let me go back and look and see. It was a truck from 1971. It's valued at $11,822.
All for a piece of plastic.
Hot Wheels, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what do they cost now?
Like, maybe $1.99.
So, bucks.
Like, nothing, right? If you have the Olds 442 from 1971, it's worth $4,682.
Jeez.
Did you guys ever do Pokemon?
Oh, yeah, I love Pokemon.
So there's one from the base set. It's like a hologram card. Charizard, I think.
Charizard? A holographic Charizard?
What is it?
Charizard. Holographic Charizard.
Charizard.
Yeah.
It sold for $55,000 on eBay.
I'm going through my kids' cards as soon as I get home.
No joke. So there was a game on Nintendo Entertainment System, NES. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
The original Nintendo Stadium Events. It recently sold for $42,000.
Are you serious?
And I think I had it because it had like a power pad you can run and jump on.
Dude.
And like it was they called it the Family Fun Fitness Mat, and you can make players walk, run, and jump.
You've
$42,000.
You've got to go find that.
The original Teenage Fashion Barbie, $23,000.
Gosh.
And check this out. Comic books, right? So there was a Superman comic book that came out in 1939. It was all about Superman, but the Man of Steel actually made his debut 1 year earlier in Action Comics number 1. This comic sold for 10 cents. It has sold for $3 million.
Unreal.
Unbelievable what this stuff is worth.
God, who could afford that? Who could buy that?
So if all of us would have never played with our toys as kids, we'd be rich today.
Man.